The state Senate earlier passed a bill ratifying a deal negotiated by Doyle with other Great Lakes states to limit long-distance diversions of water and put in rules for water-seeking communities that straddle the Great Lakes basin. The assembly had refused to go along, but both sides say they now have a verbal agreement on a measure still being drafted. At a news conference in New Berlin, which is one of the straddling communities that wants more water from Lake Michigan, Doyle said understandable standards will be in place.
By which a straddling community seeking to make an application for Great Lakes water with the required return will be able to go through an orderly process to get that done instead of current law, which is simply to sort of hope that everybody will agree to it.
Doyle says the agreement also keeps language now in federal law that allows one Great Lakes state to block a diversion request from any of the other states. A developers group wanted that changed. But a key Republican negotiator, Representative Scott Gunderson, says a major change would have been a problem.
We looked long and hard at the compact itself and quickly came to the conclusion that we didn't want to send the compact back to the other states, that it was important to find language in the implementing legislation to be able to pass this and make this work.
Gunderson says his side was able to insert language, making it easier for straddling communities and counties to get Great Lakes water. Environmental groups say they like what they know of the proposed deal, but want to see a final copy of the bill well before lawmakers take it up in special session April 17th. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in New Berlin.